Vayivorech es Yosef vayimar, and Yaakov, he blessed Yosef, and he said, Halakim Asher Salcha said Lufanov. What did he say? He said, Hashem, Asher Hisalchu Avasai Lifanov. Before whom? Before whom? My fathers have walked, have traveled before him. Avraham v'Yitzchak, who Elokim haro'ah oisi, the God that has shepherded me, me oidi, that's a good word, ad hayam hazeh, from time immemorial, ad hayam hazeh. Let's look at the English. English, would like to attack the English, because I don't know who the English. The God in whose ways my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, okay. His halachu translated as walked. The God whom has been my shepherd, okay, from my birth. Now that's already a chiddush. Me'odi. Where did the English guy get this translation? Me'odi means from my birth. Ad hayayim hazeh. So let's see Unkelus. Unkelus says here, Uvodich Yosef, and he blessed Yosef. And he said, now by the way, these brachas were not meant for Yosef. These brachas were for whom? These brachas were Vayishlach Yisholos Yimin Olavosh Al-Ofrayim Menashe. Okay, he switched the hands. And now, who is he blessing? Who is he blessing? He's blessing... Does it say it's the blessing for Ephraim and Menashe comes at the very, very end. Pasuk Chaf. Vayivarchem vayimchu leimor v'choy yivarch yisro leimor yisim chalkim p'Ephraim and Menashe. Vayosnes v'Ephraim and Menashe. The brachos to Ephraim and Menashe come at the very, very end. In the meantime, there's a whole conversation going on over here, and the whole conversation started first when he blessed Yosef. Vayivarch es Yosef vayimarchu lekim ha'asher. Okay, so Targum says, Yaakov, he blessed Yosef. Va'amar, and he said, Hashem di filochu. Okay, so here really we have a tremendous chiddush. The word filochu means to worship. Okay, to worship. Av hosai, my forefathers. Kodomohi, before me. Avraham v'Yitzchak. So go back to the passage. Ho Elohim. The God, okay, Asher Hishalchu Avosai Lefanov. Hashem, Difalochu Avosai Kodomohi. He's translating the word Hishalchu to mean to worship. The word Pilochu does not mean to walk. You see, in the English it says, the God in whose ways my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, walked. Excuse me. Where did the English get this translation from? He didn't get it from the Targum, because the Targum says the word his halachu means to worship, to serve before me. My forefathers Avram Yitzchak. Now, what does it mean lefanov? Another explanation. Lefanov means before him, fine. Then he goes on to say Hashem dezan. Okay, so haro'eh, what does the word haro'eh means? Who shepherd. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd doesn't necessarily feed. A shepherd, he guides. He guides the animal, he protects the animals. The animals eat on their own. The shepherd brings the animals to a place of pasture. If you would ask the average person, what is the role of a shepherd? I don't think the average person would say the role of a shepherd is to feed the sheep. I think that they would say it's just to guide them, to take them to a place of pasture, to protect them, to look after them. Yeah, in the male, they're going to eat because you're going to take them to a place where there's pasture. You're going to take them to pasture land. Over here, the Targum is teaching us a very interesting yisoy that the translation of the word haro'eh means to feed. The primary role of a shepherd is food. It's like the President of the United States. It's the economy, stupid. Okay, it's all about money. If the people have parnasa, nothing matters. Nothing matters. They couldn't care less about anything that's going on in this world. If the economy is no good, if the price of gasoline is out of control, if there's inflation, that's it. Doesn't matter if you're going to win the Nobel Prize for who knows what, you're not going to be a president anymore. The icker has always been, in this country at least, is the economy. That's what really counts. Dezan Yossi, who gives me food. From when? Me'odi. Now here is another very important word. Me'odi means midi isoni. What does that mean exactly? I don't even know that word. We have to go see over here in the Atzari a few moments. It means until Ad Hayom, until this day. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, no Rashi in this passage. So let's take a quick peek and see over here what it says over here is the translation of the word Me'odi. Me'odi in Parshas. In the Parshas, Parshas Vayechi, Pasik Tezvav. Let me find a place over here. Okay, I lost on one pasik over here. There's a lot of rashes in speech parasha. Well, a lot of work here to do. Okay, Asher Zolom Rav Horeh Me'udi Al Yemazeh. Tag over here in this pasik says Pasik Tezvav. Okay, the Zon Yaseh Midi Isani. In the Ma'at, sorry. He translates midi isani midi isani kiloimar mizman heyosi from the time of my existence. Okay, I'm not talking loimar be'aramis isi ela isani chem lashon hakodesh iyan shalomar yeshi ela yeshni. Okay, so he's saying from the time that I came into existence. So the English over here translates the word from the time that I was born. I'm not so sure that's really the correct word. From the time of my existence. Okay, so we have over here a chidushin. At least we walk away, come to the share tonight, hope it was worthy, at least the one thing, is that the word hishalachu means to worship. To pray, to worship before Hashem. My forefathers worshiped in this, before Hashem. And when it says hari, it means he fed me from the time of my existence. Mihiyois, ois, mihiyois. In the time over here is translating the word to mean an unusual expression of midi soni from the time of my existence. Ad yamadi. Next pasuk 16. And this is very famous pasuk. Hamalach agoelosi. Okay, the malach that has redeemed me. What do we say over here? Hamalach goelosi mikavari. See, if I was really good at probably since the shiur is such a short shiur, I would select selected psukim in the parasha. Wouldn't that be nice to select only a certain psukim and to dwell upon the Rashi and the Targum of selected psukim? But unfortunately, I don't have the time to do that. And who says it will come out so good? But that would be maybe more interesting this year. Maybe more people would come. But in any event, Hamalach agolusim mikaro yivarech asanam, the mouth that redeemed me from all evil, may he bless the na'arim, v'yikarvacham shmi, the Malach who has redeemed me mikol ra, may he redeem yivarech asanam. Yaakov Avinu is referring to a Malach. What in the world are you talking about? What Malach? Whatever that means. Redeem mikol ra, may he bless. The Malach should bless the na'arim? What does that mean? V'karevachem shmi, and in them may my name be called. V'yikare. Okay, v'yikarevachem shmi. V'yikarevachem shmi. May my name be called in them. V'shem avos, the name of my fathers. Avraham v'yitzak v'yidgur, they multiply like fish in abundance. V'kerev haaretz. Let's see the Targum. Malacha di ferok yosi. The malach that has redeemed me, mikol bisha. Bisha always means Ra. Yivarech, may he bless Yos Ulemayo. May he bless the young men. And notice here he's calling these children, Ephraim and Menashe, young Ne'orim. How old is the age of a Nar? Yosef, when he was 17 years old, it says about him, Behun Na'ar. How old was Ephraim and Menashe in this pasuk? How old were they? Yosef, it says, had children, B'terem, before he came to Egypt, before the Rav came. B'terem Yavashna Sarav, he had two children. So now it seems that they're not older, they cannot possibly be older than if the years of plenty were 7 and the years of famine were 2. So that means they could not be older than 9 years old. Someone asks you, how old were Ephraim and Menashe? The most it could possibly be is really 8 years old, because he did not marry Osnas until the beginning of the year of plenty. Pharaoh had the dream in the beginning, before the years of plenty began.
And then right away, Paro gave Yosef Osnas Bas Potifar as a wife. And then it says that Yosef had two children before the years of the famine. So during those 7 years of plenty is when Yosef had two children. And then there were 2 years of famine. So if you'll say that he had them right before the years of famine, it means they were approximately 2 to 3 years old. Wait a minute, I have to stop. Made a mistake. Wait a minute, because Yaakov and Yosef came down for 17 years. Right? How many years did Yaakov bear to Hashem? Shiva Esrei Shona, 17 years. So let's make an argument that this event took place the very last day. Just make believe. I don't think it's really true, but let's say this event took place on the very last day of Yaakov Avinu's life. So that means Yaakov Avinu was there in Mitzrayim for 17 years. And the children could not possibly be more than 9. So that would make them 28 years. It's probably a little bit less. So let's say it's 27. So the most they can possibly be is 27 years old when Yaakov Avinu is giving them this blessing. And really possibly they're more like 20 years old. Because if it says that he had the children right before the famine, so it'll be 20, 21, 22, somewhere between 20 and 27 years old. Between 20 and 27 years old is when Yaakov Avinu gave the blessings to Ephraim and Menashe. That's how old they were, Ephraim and Menashe, between 20 and 27 years old. And he's saying to them that may the Malach, which redeemed me, be called Rabbi Yisro, Yivarech Yasul Mayah, may he bless the children, if he's called Vahim Vahim Shli, and may their name be mentioned. They may be called by my name. What does that mean exactly? It means that people should call them by Yaakov. People should call Ephraim and Menashe Yaakov, Veshum Avosai, and they should call them by the name of Avraham and Yitzchak, Uchenune Yamah. Okay, so notice that it's involved the word Yamah, and they shall multiply in abundance. So Uchenune, what does it mean Uchenune? The word Uchenune means a fish. Like fish of the Yamah. Uchenune Yamah, it's a term. Like the fish of the sea, Yisgun, they shall multiply, Begoy, Vinei Enosha. When it says here the word, the Oretz, it means amongst human beings, amongst humanity, Al Ara. So notice that the Targum here is saying a lot of Chidushim at the end of the Pasuk. It says here the word, V'yidgu. The Yidgu comes from the word dog, fish. Now, why does he have to say the fish of the sea? What does that mean? The fish of the sea? Are there fish that live on the dry land? A dog is a dog. The word Uchenune means fish. All fish live in the sea. Why does the Targum have to add like the fish of the yam? And then when it says here they will multiply in abundance, Bekerev Haaretz, in the center of the earth, what does that mean? So it means amongst the people of the world. I mean, what else does it mean? He has to say Bego within Vinei Enosha, amongst humanity, amongst human beings, Al Ara. That's not exactly what it says in the Pasuk. It says Bekerev Haaretz, those two words, Bekerev Haaretz is translating Begoy, how many words? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 words to match 2 words. Begoy, Vinei, Enosha, Al Ara. That's quite a bit of explanation for those 2 words. And the fish of the sea. Now, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, and what does the Pasuk mean in general? What does this Pasuk mean altogether? They should be called by my name. They have a name already. Their name is Ephraim and Menashe. What are you saying? No more. Don't call them Ephraim and Menashe. Call them Yaakov, Avraham, and Yitzchak. That's the order. Shemi, Yaakov, and call them also Avraham and Yitzchak. Why didn't he say, call them Yitzchak and Avraham? Isn't the person chayv in the honor of his father more than the honor of his grandfather? We had that before. That was in last week's parsha. In last week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu, he said, I don't remember what it was, he said something in the name, and then he said something, he said Avraham, and Rashi asked the question, why Avraham? What happened to Yitzchak? I think Yitzchak came second. So Rashi says a person is obligated to give honor to his father more than his grandfather, and that's why he always says Yitzchak before he says Avraham. And here you see just the opposite. So let's see Rashi. Hamalach Hagoel will see, the Malach Hagoel in the past tense will see, Malach Harogil. lehishtaleach elai bitzonasi. Rashi introduces a new principle. A new principle. Every yesoid of Yadus is in Rashi. You read the Rashi carefully, you are uncovering every single principle of Judaism is in Rashi, in plain, open sight. It's all there. And Rashi says there's a Malach, Harogil, that frequently, that's a powerful word. Harogil, that frequently, Lehishtalech Alai, that's frequently dispatched to me, Bit Sodasi, when? In my difficult times. Malachim, Rashi over here is saying something very interesting. A Malach only comes to a person in the time of a Tzara. When a person is not in an ace Tzara, you don't have to expect Malachim to accompany him. Isn't that interesting? Kinyin Shenemar, Vayomer Eli, Malach Elokim, Bachalem Yaakov, Yaakov, Al Tira, don't be afraid, he quotes the Pasuk, Anochi, Hakel, Beiskel, the Malach spoke to him, don't be afraid, I'm going to take you down, don't be worried about Lavan, don't be worried about going down to meeting Esav, everything's going to be okay. Okay, so that's a principle, that there's a Malach that frequently comes to the aid of Yaakov Avinu when he is in a Matzav of Tzara. But from Rashi, you get the appearance that when he's not in an Esav, then he doesn't need Malachim. Next, Yivarech es Hanorim, who are the arm, Menashe ve'Ephraim. Notice how Rashi changed the order. Notice that when Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha, he's saying, he's not making a bracha yet, he's making a statement, blessed in arm, Menashe ve'Ephraim. But didn't Yaakov already say, two psukim above, that he put Sikeles Yelv ki Menashe ha'bachar? He switched the hands, so he's giving already Kedima to Ephraim. So he's giving it to Ephraim. Why then in this pasuk is Rashi saying, Menashe ve'Ephraim? I don't know. V'yidgu kadogim halalu, like fish. These fish, shaponim v'ravim, v'ein ayin hora shalet esbohem. And they're not subject to ayin hora. Why are fish not subject to ayin hora? So there are many interpretations. One is because they're covered by the water. Now what does that mean exactly? What does it mean they're covered by the water? So some want to say it's because water is not always clear. Even if you're living in a population, in a society where there's no pollution, the fact is, the further fish go down in the water, you can't see them. So therefore, they're not, the ayin hara is not shaili by them. It's not necessarily true, because if you go to an aquarium, the water is pristine, and you can see the fish. That's why you go to an aquarium, is to see the fish. So what do you mean that I can't see? So the answer is, and this is already a drush, it's not really the purpose of our share, but the answer is because you have no shaykhis to them. A person is only jealous and casts an evil eye when you feel that you could have had that. That could have been mine. You see a person has a great job, and you remember years ago when you were offered that job. Person sees success by somebody else, and it forces him to reflect, you know, I could have had that. And look what happened. I lost out. He was the better man. He got it. You feel that this is something that you have a shaychus to. And you're jealous. And you look at the person with jealousy. Fish, no one is jealous of the fish. Because you cannot possibly live in that habitat. Go to the aquarium and you see these beautiful, beautiful fish. I'm not interested in these fish because they're living in water. I cannot live in water. Even though I can see them clear and well, I can go all the way up to them and analyze and study them. I have no connection to them because they live in a habitat that I cannot possibly survive. So therefore, there's nothing, I don't begrudge them. I don't have any shaykhis to them. So that's the bracha. The bracha is to be like fish. Not because fish are covered. You want to say because they're covered by the water? It's much deeper. That's too simplistic. They're covered by the water, so you can't see them? You can see them. If you can't see them, it means there's pollution. It means they're going to die. You could see them. It's because they're in an environment you have no shaykhis to. That's why there is no ayin hara. Okay. Now, we still need to go back and answer the questions of the Targum. Targum over here gives a little bit of the fish, they mold, they're like fish. Rashi is really coming to elaborate upon the Targum. Because the Targum really said exactly the same. The Targum was a bit more explicit. He said, Uchenune Yama, the fish of the sea amongst humanity. And let me look over here. I give a peek in the Ma'at Tzori on Pasuk 16. This is a very important Pasuk because we say this Pasuk very often. This is the Pasuk that you bless the children. Simchas Torah. So what does it say over here in the Ma'at Tzori? The Yidgu L'Roif. Over here it says Uchenune. Uchenune. Okay, he takes note of the word Yama really doesn't belong here. He doesn't explain. The Goy b'nei Anosha, l'fi pshuto, hoisip unkelis milim elu l'varish shaharetz, b'nikro hatavon yosh aretz. Uchadim ul'el, v'o yosh l'var al pima al pima ma'asham v'gorsh, v'nei yosef af shahim hoi lochem ribuy im am, Lo hayu tzrichim lehaster mitnei chashash ayin hara lefi shemisparuchu shiyu kidogim mibayim hamuchusim min ayin vein ayin hara shlos vachem vizir ma shetegim b'goy b'nei enosha sho yitztorchu lehechavei. Alright, he's not really explaining very much. He just said over here that we know that b'nei Yosef not shach to ayin hara. People cannot kiss. I don't really see anything to talk about here. Okay. So let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yitzayin. Pasuk Yitzayin says, "Vaya Yosef kish Yoshes, so Yosef saw." Now it's very interesting because why it almost makes it sound like Yosef did not notice anything unusual until after he was blessed. Yosef, Yaakov Avinu, he does a switcheroo, Sikalas Yodav, Kimenasha Abachar, and Yosef is quiet. And then Yaakov goes on to bless Yosef, and then after he gets his blessing, all of a sudden he wakes up. All of a sudden he wakes up and he says, wait a minute, what's going on over here? Why didn't Yosef already notice that there's something wrong before? What is going on? Why is the Pasuk 17, Vayar Yosef ki Yoshes Ovim, as Yagmino Rosh Ephraim, why is this Pasuk over here? If you, Rabbi Meir Appeldorf, were writing the Torah, you would put Pasuk Yitzayin before Pasuk 15. You would go and you would say, Vayika, he took him, Ephraim Menashe, Ayishach Yishol Nisimidah, Abiyal Rosh Ephraim Al Huatzog, Al Smolo, Al Rosh Menashe, Yisil Tzilik, Yisil Tzilik, and now you would say, Vayar, but you would say now all these psukim, you would say, Vayar Yosef, Kiyosh, what are you doing for all these? You got it all wrong. And then he would say, I know, Vayar Yosef, I love him, Lechei Novi. Then Pasuk Yutes, Yaakov says, no, I know what I'm doing. And then you would resume the bracha that Yaakov gives Yosef, and then the bracha that Yaakov gives Ephraim Menashe. This is bizarre. The fact that Pasuk 17 and Pasuk 16 and Pasuk 15, 16, 17 are in between Pasuk 14 and 18 needs a hezer. It needs explanation why that is so. Yosef was oblivious to what was happening because Yosef was concentrating on his own bracha. Yaakov over here is blessing him, so therefore Yaakov wants maybe to tell me that Yaakov has his eyes closed, he's shuckling, he's coming down to get a bracha from his father with his children, he didn't pay attention. In the Rembrandt picture, it sure doesn't sound like that. Okay? So what's going on over here?
Can't you say that Pasuk Yitzayin, it had no, shall we say, negative or positive impact where he put his things. But when he sees he's about to give the bracha, suddenly Yosef says, wait a minute, Daddy. You're taking him out of the order of birth, or your ruchnis will lie on the wrong one. I got to straighten this out now.
I know, that, but it seems...
Pasuk Yitzayin, he's not telling him. He's just putting his hands, okay, he put his hands on it for the moment. And then he's talking about history, and then all of a sudden, two pesukim later, wait a minute, Daddy, you're about to give the bracha. You're doing it the wrong way.
I mean, he brought them for brachas. He brought them, it doesn't seem right. I hear what you're saying, but he brought them to receive the blessings. He brought his children there. He hears that he's very sick. He brings them for the blessings, and he puts his hands in the wrong way, and then Yosef doesn't even see. I don't see anything. And then Yaakov starts talking, and he gives a bracha to Yosef, and now all of a sudden he sees Makora. It doesn't seem, Mr. Rappaport, if you were writing the Pesukim, you would not be writing it in this order. I'm confident. You're an educator. You're an educator and you do everything in order. There's a Seder HaDvarim. Over here, there's a wrong that needs to be corrected. You're bringing them for the blessings. He takes them, Pasuk 13, he brings them in front of his father, and he puts them in the perfect position, and then 14, Yaakov Avinu, he puts the hand in the opposite order, and quiet, no comment. He doesn't even see what's going on. And then he starts, he gives a blessing to Yosef, and he talks about the Malach, and then he finishes the blessing of Yosef. And now all of a sudden, Vaya Yosef, wake up, where were you until now?
Yeah, but the bracha that he gave in Pasuk Tesvav was to Yosef alone. So Yosef is solely totally focused.
Oh, so you're saying, okay, I said that. I actually said that before. Is that the pshat?
I don't. Bless you, Tuna. Wait a minute, Daddy, you did it wrong. So Tesvav and Tezayin are solely focused on the bracha relationship and explanation between Yosef, his father, Yaakov. That's it. There's no reference in those two psukim to blessing his two children. Suddenly, he says, okay, the bracha's over, right, for me. Oh, wait a minute, Daddy, wait a minute, you're going to bless them too? Oh, wait a minute, you got them wrong, Dad. And that's supposed to be you saying.
I get it. I get what you're saying, but it is a little strange. There is something wrong here. I hear what you're saying. I get it. Right now, it's not relevant yet. The situation is not relevant because he didn't give them. He didn't give them the brachas yet. He's giving all first Yosef the blessings, but everything has been set up for failure. There's over here a dangerous situation has been established, and Yosef doesn't even see. He doesn't even see. It's from the pasuk. It seems Vayar Yosef. Now we first see what's going on. Wait a minute. Why didn't you see this 5 minutes ago? I hear what you're saying. So I want this is already, this is not the purpose I'll share, but I basically want to suggest is the bracha of Yosef Taka didn't see. You know why he didn't see? He didn't want to see. The bracha of Yosef is what woke him up to see. The bracha was Vayivarach Yas Yosef Vayim Alakim Asher Esalcha Avosai Lefnav Avim Zog Haroisi Hamalach Agos Miko Yivarach Asa Ana Arim. Now, wait a minute. He did give a bracha. Let's clarify something, Mr. Rappaport. There are really two blessings. Let's clarify this. There are two blessings. It says over here in Pasuk 16, Yivarech Es Hanorim. That's a blessing. And now there's another blessing. Vayivarechem Bayemahu Leimar. So there are two blessings. Why are there two blessings? Obviously, there's a difference between blessing number one, blessing number two, what the purpose of the blessing is. What is the goal? What is the goal of this blessing? So there's something here. Okay, I don't know. Gotta think about this. There are two blessings. Why there are two blessings? And there's a blessing to Yosef as well. And after Yosef gets a blessing, and after the children get a blessing, then first he notices we got a problem. All right, let's do it for now. Vayar Yosef now sees ki Yoshes Aviv Yad Yiminoi al Rosh Ephraim, that he set, his father set his right hand on the hand of Ephraim. Vayera Bienov, this is evil. Vayismoich Yad Aviv, he now, and what does the word Vayismoich mean? So look in the English, let's see how they try to translate this. Okay, and it was Vayera Bienov, he thought it was wrong. I don't like that. I don't know what that means. So he took. Vayismoch. That doesn't mean he took. Smicha. Tmicha means to support. Okay, he says he took hold of his father's hand. Lohasir to move it. No, that's not what the word lohasir. Lohasir means to remove it. Not to move it, to remove it. Me'al from upon Rosh Ephraim. Al, to put it, Al Rosh Menashe. There's an emphasis here of removal. Let's see over here the Targum. Targum over here says, V'chaza Yosef Arei Shavi, Shavi means set, Avuhi his father, Yad Yiminei, his right hand, Al Reshod Ephraim, Uve'esh, it was evil, Be'enohi in his eyes, Use'ed, that's very good, he's supported. But the word support here doesn't make any sense. There's no support. Use'ed yido davua le'ado'o. Now, what is the word le'ado'o? That's a hard word to translate. We have to go look that up. La'ado means to lechasir. He's translating the word lechasir with the word le'ado'o. We have to go look that up in a moment. Yosa'it. Me'al reisha de'efraim le'anochusa. To put it, al reisha de'menashe. Okay, let's see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Vayismoich yad aviv. Heirima, he learns the word vayismoich means to lift. To lift up. Me'al roish b'noi. That's a very unusual, that's a very interesting Rashi. Heirima. Okay, to lift. What does it say over here in the English? He took hold of his father, no, to move it? No. It's not what it says here. It says to lift. Wow, that's a pretty big chiddush. The same word vayismoch means to lift. Targum said it means to support, to support, to be a support. Rashi is a machlik. It's a clearly machlik. It's Rashi and Unkelis. Heirima me'al roish b'no usimocha, and he usimocha, and he supported it biyado. What's going on over here? It's Rashi. Usimocha, and he held. Oh. He's coming to explain what it means vayismoch. Ah, see, Rashi is very good. Rashi says, how do you have smicha? How do you have support? First, you lift it. And then when it's lifted, you hold it in place. See, because Rashi is bothered. Rashi is accepting what it says in the Targum. Targum over here says, Use'ed is to support the hand. How do you support the hand when the hand is resting? When the hand is resting upon the head of a frame? So he says over here, you have to add in some missing words. First, he lifted it. He elevated it. And when it was in a state of elevation, he held it. He held it there. And then he put it down on the head of Menashe. Okay, so that's how we learn. He lifted it. He held in his hands. Now, back to the Unkelus. Let's go take a look here at the Ma'atzari. Maybe we have over here some golden nuggets. We can extract Pasuk 17 in the Ma'atzari. So let's see here. Shavino v'sado kavanasa l'shon Ezra v'lashon Ivri gam kein yisadenu l'anachusa l'hanicham l'hanicha harim yado v'kavon l'hanicha b'put al-resh menashe avladai lo hinicha miluzu esafu l'farish keitzu l'shon ha-mikra. No, he doesn't really explain. What it means over here. La'ado'ah. I guess we have to, for the moment, just say it means to remove. All right, so one thing we do have, okay, we have, at least we open up the pasuk, that Yosef saw, kiyosh aviyav yomino, aloshan vayer ba'ina vayismoch, means he lifted and he held in place. For what purpose? L'chosir, to remove it from the Rosh Ephraim, to put it al Rosh Menashe. Next pasuk. Vayomer Yosef el aviv v'lo yichein avi. Incorrect. Ki zeh abchor. Simi minch al Rosha. I'll tell you what someone told me very recently about this pasuk. This is really a Friday drasha, but he told me an incredible thing. He told me there's a time in life when you have to listen to your children. When your children give you orders, and it's not a lack of derech, it's not a chutzpah. And this is a tremendous chiddush. What I'm telling you now, it might be happy courses. But a very big Talmud Chacham told me this pshat. And I actually remember, there was a woman, a very chashuva woman, her husband died, I knew him very well, he died, and she was an almana, and she had like these other almanas that came over, and they had the women, I wasn't there, they had the conversation, I heard about it, they had a very lively conversation among these widows, who were all in the age of upper 90s. The upper 90s, And one of the women said that, you know, my children, they're giving me orders. They're telling me I should move here, sell the house, and do this and do that. They're mamish pushing me around. They're giving me orders. I don't like it. And this woman says, listen to them. Now you're at a stage in your life. You listen to your children. Whatever they tell you to do, you do. Just like when you're a child, you listen to your parents. Now it comes a time in your life when you listen to your children. You listen to them give you orders. What are you talking about? Kibud av ha'em. I'm the boss. I have a full life of experience in front of me. I know what to do with my life. Don't only go hear what they tell me what to do. No, you're making a mistake. There's a time in life where you listen to your children. Now this person, the Talmud Chacham, told me this idea is right here in this pasuk. Yosef is giving his father orders. Loi chein avi. I understand something. It's a referish pasuk, Rashi. Ish imo v'aviv tiro'u. A man shall fear his parents. Rashi, what is fear and what is kavod? What's the difference? Kabeid es avichav yesimecha versus ish imo v'aviv tiro'u. So Rashi says, kavod is to feed your father, feed your parents, to dress your parents, to take them in, take them out. What is yira? Don't sit in their seat. And don't contradict them. Do not dare contradict your father. A person that contradicts his father, he's in violation of Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirahu. Excuse me, so what's Yosef doing here? Loi Chein Avi. Dad, you are wrong. So Ms. Rappaport, how do you explain this? Mamish Kenegit Kolat Arakula. So this person told me a chiddush that I have no doubt in my mind. Some will say it's apikorsis, but the pasuk says it. There is a time. Yaakov Avinu was about to die. He was in a different matziv now. He was on the way out. In this matziv, there's no din. There's a din of yira. Let's not make any mistake about that. But as far as giving orders, there comes a point in time where a child who is from a different generation is entitled and is permitted to contradict his father. Now, could you say such a thing? You can't say that in our day and age. It's an extremely explosive, dangerous statement. But a Talmud Chacham told this to me, and he said to me, it's a pasuk, a ferish pasuk, Loi chein avi, you're wrong. Ki zeh habachar. Simi mincha, I'm giving you orders. Shocking, no, Mr. Rappaport, what do you say about this?
Well, I think Yosef thought that his father, maybe because of his old age, or maybe because his eyes were weak, he didn't know who the Bechor was. Notice the lashon is using, he's not saying that this one is a better Talmud Chacham said, ki zeh habachar, daddy, the brachas go in the order of Bechor first, you make a mistake. And you erred, meaning you made a mistake as to who really is the Bechor, the order of the birth of the two sons. You must think that Ephraim was first. Maybe he didn't know, I don't know. After all, they weren't born when Yaakov was in Mitzrayim. Yaakov was back in Canaan. The other children he knew, Reuven, his kids, etc., etc. Here he had no knowledge, so maybe Yosef said, my daddy doesn't know who's first.
Okay, I accept that, but so let me rephrase the question. The language is a bit extreme. Loi chein, you could soften this in a much nuanced expression. Vayom Yosef alaviv, ki zeh habechor, sim yimincha al roshoi. Why the negative? Just let him say, zeh habechor. Nemela, sim no. Please put your right hand al roshoi. This is a very powerful, disturbing statement. Loi chein avi. No, you're wrong. It's a very powerful expression. Today, if someone would say this to their father, they would get a fras across the face. So, what's the pshat? Rashi says beferish. If someone contradicts his father, he's over on the issa deraisa of ish imo v'yaviv tirahu. So, what is he doing over here? Loi chein avi. So again, the Talmud Chacham says that at a certain point in your life, you become vulnerable. You become in a matzav where things change. When Rashi says it's an act of disrespect, of a violation of Ish Imoviv Tirohu, that has to be taken in context. That means until a person is 99 years old. Until he's 99 years old and he's his own boss, and he's part of society, then I'm the boss. Don't you dare talk to me like that. But when a person is in a certain situation, and the person is really not with the people,
there are certain people that are just, you know, they're fading away. And when they're fading away, then this concept of don't contradict your parents and giving them advice based upon your best knowledge of what the situation is, it shifts. Is there such a principle? Can you say such a thing? Can you say such a thing? You see people do this all the time. I told you this conversation with this woman, this almana, who's literally 99 years old, and she had a whole collection of friends that were in the same range, and they were actually talking about this, that their children are giving them orders and telling them what to do. And they don't like it. And the one that I knew told the other women in a very strong way, now is a time in our lives where you listen to your children. Your whole life you told your children what to do. Now, adarab, listen to them. They know better. They're out there in the world. They see the bigger picture. We no longer, because of our age and our condition, we're sheltered. We don't see the full picture. Now is the time when you should listen to your children and don't make it hard for them.
But Yaakov accepted. I mean, the mindset of Yosef was, how do I correct my father's, what seems to me, an incorrect action, right?
So here he didn't listen. At the end, he didn't listen. Yodati b'yodati. Fine. That's the end of the conversation.
My son, I know. Don't give me... I know what you're trying to order me to do, but for what I want to do, you're not correct. I'm correct. Right?
Okay, that's part B. That is a conversation. That's part B, fine. But part A, just for the chutzpah of Yosef to even talk like this, the end was Yaakov got his way. Good.
What should Yosef have done?
He should have said, Vayomer Yosef Aviv Zeha Bechor Sim Yimincha Al Roshoy. The words Loichein Avi are not necessary. Not only are they not necessary, they're osir. Is an outright violation of Ish Imo Vyavtirahu. He could have got the message across without the words Loichein Avi. He could have just said Vayomer Yosef Aviv Zeha Bechor Sim Yimincha Al Roshoy. He didn't have to say with such starkheit, Loi Chein Avi, Dad, you're wrong. Those three words are not necessary.
I thought it was more chutzpah when he just arbitrarily lifted his hand up without...
Okay, that's fine. That he's more than that's the chutzpah.
It's more chutzpah than to say to his father...
Loi Chein. Okay, so fine. So this is an elaboration. Okay, this is something which is obviously... an extremely controversial type of topic, and this person said to me, person was talking involved. He took because he had elderly. I think it was his in-laws, and he took care of them, and they died at a very, very old age, and he took care of them, and he had the greatest respect for them all their lives. And then there were difficult times at the end of their lives, and he took a stand on how things have to be done for their benefit. And he told me he had to do this. He told me he had to say to his parents, Loi Chein Avi. And he says he never in his wildest dreams thought that he was even capable of saying these words, of Loi Chein Avi. But when it got to a certain point, at the end of their very, very long, rich lives, he told me he understood. Like he never could possibly have understood what it means. These words, Lechei Navi, where there's a certain boldness that a person has to exercise. Again, obviously, every situation is different. You cannot generalize, but it's an interesting ha'ara. It's an interesting ha'ara. Let's run. I'm running out of time over here. I'm really out of time. Was Rashi? Let me say quickly. Rashi. There's the Rashi. Okay, that's it. We're off the pasuk. You test at the mission tomorrow. We'll be there. Thank you very much for coming, learning with me.
Okay.
All
good
the best,
night,
everyone.
Everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Ablaza. Good night. Be well, everyone.
Good night. Good night.